As in many places in Europe, we in South Africa on New Year's Eve will watch a two-person piece dating from the 1920s with the title Dinner for One. It's also called Miss Sophie's Birthday. The scene is very simple. There's a table set up for five people to enjoy a very nice dinner. Miss Sophie arrives with her butler James and sits down. She's 90 years old and has outlived all her friends. The four places are empty, representing Miss Sophie's closest friends. And the butler has to stand in for them when it comes to making toasts with every single course. And before each toast, the butler James turns to Miss Sophie and says, "Same procedure as last year, Miss Sophie." And she responds, "Same procedure as every year, James." Of course, the piece ends up in hilarity, with the butler being totally sloshed as he accompanies Miss Sophie to her bedroom, after which the curtain drops. Same procedure as last year. That is often a hurdle we stumble over as Catholics, isn't it? We like it to be the same procedure as last year, even when the reasons for those procedures having come into place have long since faded, like the ghostly guests at Miss Sophie's table. We take comfort from things being the same always. Yet here at the eve of the New Year, Scripture presents us with this paradox. St. John's letter that we read from says, "The end is upon us," and St. John's Gospel that we read from says, "In the beginning, the Word was with God." The end and the beginning both fall together in Scripture in the person of Christ. The end of the same procedure as last year, and the beginning of a new adventure in God's grace and presence. Certainly this last year, with the election of Pope Francis, we have seen the beginning of the taking away of the same procedures as last year that no longer nourish the Church or support her ministry or witness to her love for the poorest and the outcast. It is a slow process of new beginnings, a slow process of untangling from the way that we have always done things, the things that we should continue doing, and the things that we need to stop doing for the sake of witnessing more profoundly to the kingdom of God and to the presence of God in the life of every person, no matter how exalted or downtrodden they might be. The same procedure as last year no longer works, and we must open ourselves to the adventure of the Word made flesh, the Word who was with God, the Word who was God, the Word who pitched his tent among us and dwelt with us in our confusion, not cutting through the confusion, not bringing an end to the normal human upheavals, but allowing us to transcend them by his presence and his power among us. That we ourselves, taking part in the building of the kingdom of God, being changed by what we do and what we witness to, become part of the miracle of God's intervention in human society and in human lives. The same procedure as last year, where we simply protect institutions or protect long-held ideas without measuring them again against Scripture and the most consistent and deepest parts of our tradition, that same procedure is ended. We start a new year, a time of change and a time of new beginnings in our human consciousness, aware that the same procedure as last year no longer holds for us, for this is the end of time, and at the same time, it is the beginning of the Word made flesh, dwelling among us, ever more lovingly, ever more calling us to wholeness, completeness, and grace in the life of God, which we celebrate on the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, the Mother of New Beginnings. Amen.